Now 17 minutes after 7 o'clock, welcome into the Community Cafe. I'm joined in studio this morning by Angela Musi. She is the Chief External Affairs Officer for First Things First. Good morning. How are you?
Good morning. Thanks for having me today.
Thank you for coming in. Got you up early. You know, we were just saying before the break, you know, I love morning people. Morning people tend to be, you know, energetic and happy and whatnot, as opposed to grumpy people who sleep in late. So yeah. I'm glad you're a morning person. You didn't come in grumpy. You came in happy, right?
Of course. Of course.
Good. Let's start with First Things First. What is it for our audience who's never heard of what that is and what you do?
So First Things First is our state's early childhood agency. It was created by voters to really focus on helping children birth to age 5 and their families. We fund programs and services for babies, toddlers, and preschoolers because we know that 90% of brain growth happens in those first 5 years. So it's a great opportunity for us to make an impact in a child's life really early on.
So what do those programs look like?
We have parenting education programs, home visitation programs. Like here in Flagstaff, we have coaches who go into families' homes and really work with them on how to best support their child's healthy development and learning.
I like to put this in, you know, as the most practical sense that we can. So if one of your coaches, if I'm needing this service, one of your coaches is coming into my home, where do they start? Like, what's the first thing they're going to do? Because a new parent, especially if I'm a new parent, this is my first child, we need a lot. You know, there's no blueprint for this, and you're kind of flying by the seat of your pants. So what is a coach going to provide that, say, I don't know, maybe a parent, grandparent, maybe can't do?
Well, it's a really a chance for a parent to learn from someone who's kind of an expert in child development. And all parents, what we all want from our children, for our children, is the best, right? We all Absolutely. Want our children to grow up healthy and happy and have great lives of real happiness. So that all begins in the early years. We know that skills like social skills, communication skills, organizational skills, those all begin in the first 5 years of life. Mm-hmm. So it's sometimes surprising for parents to learn, oh, I can really start reading to my baby when they're an infant. And we're like, yes, do that, because that's a bonding. That bonding, that connection that you create with your child early on is the most important factor in their long-term success.
We're visiting with Angela Musi, Chief External Affairs Officers for First Things First. So most of your clients then, do they tend to be people that don't necessarily have a built-in support group?
They might. I mean, living here in Arizona, you know, we have a lot of people who come in from different areas, different states. So sometimes they leave those support networks behind. Mm-hmm. Some of us, we had our grandparents, we had our parents that we could go to when we needed advice and had questions about our young children. But some families today, they don't have that. When they move here from other states, they might come here alone and they might not have that support system. So we try to provide that. But they're really services for any family. Any family can benefit from them.
Yeah, no limit to who can benefit from your services. I want to go back a little bit more of the background. So this is a voter-created state agency, mm-hmm. right? Statewide impact, local community involvement, 28 regional councils made up of community volunteers from various sectors, including business, help to babies, toddlers, preschoolers, and then learn to grow. So the contributors to your organization, they're coming from a lot of different areas and a lot of different disciplines. Talk to me about that.
Yeah, here in Flagstaff area, we have what we call a regional council. Mm-hmm. So these are volunteers that come together from the community. They meet about once a month to really look at what are the needs of families with young children in our area. You know, here in Flagstaff area, we know that families are sometimes in different geographic areas. So how do we create services and programs that can reach those families who may be in outlying areas like up in Page or in more rural parts of the county here? So those volunteers know the community. They know families, they know the needs of families, and they come together to talk about that and say, what can we do to address those? And it's really important for people to know that all of our programs and services are free. We're funded through tobacco revenues, so we're able to provide those programs and services for free in our communities.
Angela Musi, Chief External Affairs Officer for First Things First. Tell me about the Arizona New Parent Guide. What do parents do with it?
Yeah, we're really excited about this new addition. You can find the Arizona New Parent Guide on our website, firstthingsfirst.org, and it's really a resource for families who are expecting a new baby or maybe just got home from the hospital with a new baby. It's filled with information and resources that are the common questions that new parents might have. You know, what are safety considerations that I have bringing this new baby into my home? How do I know when I need to call the doctor when my baby is sick? Or are there feeding questions that I might have? So it's really a one-stop shop of trustworthy information for new families.
Ken, I want to do something with you because an organization like yours is, I mean, there's so much passion that goes into it, you know, from your volunteers and all of your organizers. What's your story? What's your connection to it? Like, why this organization? How did you come?
Well, I've always been an education advocate in the community. So I learned later, though, that really all of those education skills that we want to develop in our young children, in our young people, our teenagers, our middle school kids, those all begin in the first 5 years. So all of those skills about getting along with others, learning how to communicate, all of the executive function skills that some of our employers talk about, you know, when you go to businesses, they're saying, we need people who are going to show up on time, who are going to be able to get along with their coworkers, who are going to be dependable. All of those skills develop in the early years. So when I learned about brain development and 90% of brain growth happens in those first 5 years, it's the fastest time of brain growth in a child's life.
Yeah.
I realized we need to start earlier. Some people, you know, think, oh, kindergarten is when education starts. No, learning actually starts from birth. So we have to help give our parents and our families the tools that they need to be able to best support their child's healthy development.
What would be one of those tools that maybe non-conventional, because people have been rearing children for years.
I'll tell you
years.
One thing that is sometimes surprising to people. I have heard some new parents say, well, my baby doesn't talk, so why would I talk to my baby? Because the baby can't talk back to me. But we have to share with them, that's how babies learn, the back and forth. So even though the baby cannot respond to you, they're actually responding in their way that they coo and they smile. So you talking to your infant from the time that they are born is the most important thing you can do for that child. It's those early language skills that are developed through them seeing your mouth move, seeing the expressions that you make with your face. That's how they learn language, and then eventually that leads to learning how to read. That's eventually how they learn how to read.
How early should we introduce electronics for kids?
That's a touchy subject because we know that virtual calls are good for families who are trying to connect and keep connected, right? So for babies, for one-year-olds, two-year-olds, it's okay to use Zoom or some of the other chat features to keep them connected with their families because they can see a face on the screen, they can respond, they can see the expressions and so on. We don't recommend TV or electronics for any children two and under. We really feel like the best interaction is the day-to-day, hey, help mom take the clothes out of the laundry. Here, help dad sort these socks. You know, put all the socks over here. Put all the t-shirts over here. You can involve your child in everyday activities that helps them really stay involved, helps them learn. They're learning colors. They're learning how to sort things. Those are all done in everyday moments.
So television, not an effective babysitter for a child two or under. Okay.
No.
You heard that, right, folks?
We know sometimes, you know, you're a busy parent, and I know sometimes you're like, I just need a minute to myself. But as much as possible, just include your child in your everyday work at home and your everyday chores. That really helps them learn.
So why can't new parents do what others have done for generations? Like what's going on? I always ask this question. He gets tired of me, and I don't blame him because, you know, we criticize, we point fingers at, you know, this younger generation. And all of us who are older, we want to say, well, you know, it was like this when we were, and that's not doing anybody any good. Let's start there. But it is true. You know, I know that there's a lot more challenges, but some of those challenges are self-created, aren't they?
Sure. You know, I think it's hard for being a young parent today. We're looking at millennials and Gen Z now who are getting to be parents. They're in their early 20s and they're starting to have children. And I think this generation grew up with tech. They grew up with having a smartphone in their hands from the very beginning. So they're used to having information available easily accessible, right at their fingertips. So that's why we created that parent guide, the online parent guide, because we wanted, when they're looking for, searching for information about their baby, we want them to find something that's trustworthy, something that they can really rely on to give them good information. We know a lot of what they find on the internet is bad information. Sure. There's a lot of conflicting information. Even when they go, we encourage families to use your networks. You go call grandma up and say, grandma, what did you do when the baby did this? But know that sometimes things change. We learn new things. We learn new things about child development that really helps us to do better. And as they say, when you know better, you do better.
Know better, do better. Yep. That's, I love that term. And you know, it's not enough to know. Yep. You still have to put an action behind that. Angela Musi is Chief External Affairs Officer for First Things First. I'm going to get that right without butchering it at some point before we let you go today. Let's talk a little bit more about just community involvement, you know, how you're funded, how people can get more involved. I know that you could always use more hands, more volunteers and so forth.
Yes, I encourage everyone to visit our website, firstthingsfirst.org. There's a variety of different information there, whether you're a parent or you're a community member who wants to get involved. Visit our Take Action page. You can learn more about if you're interested in serving on a regional council. We have spots that are available. We have 11 seats on each of our regional councils throughout the state. So if you are interested in getting involved, we're always looking for volunteers. And there's other ways that you can connect with us. We'd be happy to help you with that.
So what's next? What's next for First Things First? Because innovation is such an important part of any organization and building any business. And you can't just, it's not, we don't live in a status quo society. So as you look forward now to serving the needs of this community, what's next for you?
Well, we're always looking at who are those younger parents who are coming up. And we do know that these younger parents are tech first. So we are going to be expanding our online resources because we know that's where people go. People will Google, hey, I want to learn about my baby's starting to teeth. What do I do? So we want to be there where they're looking for information. We want to make sure that we're there with that trusted information that they can rely on and know that it's going to help their child's development.
Finally, in your role as Chief of External Affairs, your number one challenge is, like when you leave here today, you get to your office and you're going to troubleshoot the next wave of challenges and obstacles that are coming your way. Where do you go? What are your resources personally for you that you get past all of the clutter of things that you're dealing with every day?
I think our number one mission is helping everyone in Arizona understand that those first 5 years are our best opportunity to make a difference that lasts a lifetime. That if you can catch a family, catch a child in those early years and really help that family to build a solid foundation, that foundation is something that they can then grow on for the rest of their life.
The organization is First Things First. Check them out on their website. Angela Musi, Chief External Affairs Officer for First Things First. And there's a lot of great information there. The Arizona New Parents Guide is available on firstthingsfirst.org website. It was designed to help families meet the challenges of being a new parent and support their baby's healthy development and learning. It's available online in English and in Spanish. It covers a variety of important topics, including pregnancy, feeding, safety, and the first few weeks at home with your newborn, and more. Angela, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Really appreciate your time. ABC News is next. This is The Legend, 93.5 AM 930.